terms of halacha maisa,
it might not be the hardest in terms of the breadth. It's not a large malacha, but at the same time, to really understand how this malacha works, I've always found this particularly difficult. It was Matzai Rosh Hashanah. I was still working on the sugya. I came home. I came home pretty late, and my daughter, my 19-year-old daughter, asked me where I was. I looked at her, and it dawned on me. It was the same Trumas Hadeshen that she was 2 years old in Hass that I was stuck on. It was the exact same. I said, it's the same Trumas Hadeshen. I remember you running around 2 years old. I was still stuck on that exact same Trumas Hadeshen 17 years later. And I don't know if we got that much further, but maybe some type of seder in the malacha, the siyata d'shmaya, we'll have. So for that reason, we're going to, maybe in terms of the amount, the kamus of the malacha, we might have spent a little bit less time, but to understand it properly, we're going to go a little bit slower. The Gemara tells us on Kuf Nun Hei on the Beis has a brisa, which of course is the critical machlokis of our sugya, and that's the way the siyata d'shmaya to begin. And that's machlokis between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda about the scope of the isur of lush. Echad nasan es hakemach, somebody brought the flower, ve'echad nasan l'sel chomayim, and then somebody else put inside water. Ha'achron chayiv, the last one is chayiv divrei Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda omer ein chayiv ad shi'igabel. So the way we would discuss this if we were translating Mishnah, if we were learning basic pshat in Tanoim, is the machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is what is the iser of lush? Is the iser of lush the nesinas hamayim? While Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds that the iser is the gibul. That's the simple pshat. And that is a very, very fundamental machlokas. That we have Rebbe who holds that the iser of lush is putting the mayim inside, or Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not going to be chayiv ad sheyigabel. Now it is interesting, the lashon of the brisa, ad sheyigabel, until you do the gibel, until you do the mixing. According to the way we just put on the board, it's a little bit hard how you understand the words ad sheyigabel. What exactly does that mean? Okay, so this is the machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. What's the crux of that machlokas? What's the nekudas ha-machlokas? So here, there is an interesting mahalach of the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal suggests that there is something very fundamental in the machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. He suggests that there is a fundamental chakira that's at play. What is lush? The Eglei Tal could be found in Sif Katan Tes, Osios Yudbeis Gimel. To make things simpler, because we were going to see it through the eyes of Rav Neven Sal Shlita, I just took it from the Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeh on pages Kuf Chav Zayin, Kuf Chav Ches that you have right after the Rambam. The Eglei Tal suggests something straightforward, although very controversial. The Eglei Tal suggests that Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Yehuda have a fundamental machlokas of what is lush. What is the malacha of lush? If you take a look in Rav Nemtzal's words, it's in the third paragraph, Uber Machlokasam, that the opinion of Rebbe is that the Isra of lush is harkavas ha'ochel v'amashke. It's creating a conjunction of ochel and mashke. It's by bringing ochel and mashke together. In other words, what you're doing is you've created a lush is, the isra of lush, is not the kneading itself. It's not the kneading, but the nesina samayim, it's when you put water, you create a conjunction of water and ochel together. Of course, in the Mishkan, the moment in which you put the water into the flour to begin making the dough. That would be the position of Rebbe. However, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, you need to do more. You need to be mechaber the chelke ha'ochel zemzeh. You need to join them together. So hence, you're going to need to do what we call a maisa gibel. If you haven't done a maisa gibel, so then in such a case, you're not going to be over the isser. You need to do a a Maisa Gibel. At the end of the day, Rav Nevenzahl is a little bit uncomfortable with the Egle Tal's Mahalach, because he says, if that would be so, according to Rebbe, it's very hard to draw the line. According to Rebbe, if you simply put in coffee into hot water, why is that not going to be considered lush? In other words, Rav Nevenzahl assumes, no, that Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi of Yehuda both agree that it's the mixture of the two, it's bringing them together to create a new entity. It's not just the conjunction, it's just the machlokis is how far along in the process do you need. Rebbe's shita is the all you need is nesinas mayim, and then that's enough to be considered, probably the best word for us to use would be a compound. If you created a compound, the nesinas mayim is enough to create a compound, while the shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is, no, you need to mix it to create this halachic compound of Lisha. So again, to crunch, the Egle Tal suggested that the shita of Rebbe is going to be that simply when you create a conjunction of two things, it doesn't even have to be a new compound that was created, just by simply doing the Sinas Mayim enough, that is going to be enough to be chayav, because the Isser of Lash, according to Rebbe, is creating a conjunction of two items. While Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, it says, it's Ad Sheyigabel. What's the Pshat Ad Sheyigabel? The Pshat of Ad Sheyigabel is that you need to create a new compound. And Rav Nevenzahl thought that that was difficult, because where do you draw the line? You create a conjunction even when you don't have a dough. If you put in sugar into water, you've also created a conjunction. Interestingly, the Egle Tal has a radical shita, which we might come to later on, to explain a very different, that's the difficult Trumas Hadeshin that I made reference to. The Egle Tal actually is very elegant, even though he comes up with a tremendous chiddush al pi shitaso. The Egle Tal, based on his shita, develops the following chiddush. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds you need to do both. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Isser Do Raisa is both the Maisa Malacha of the conjunction, as well as the Maisa Malacha of creating the new compound. Let's put on the board the most basic nafgamina between Rebbe, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, before we get back to Egle Tal. On the most basic level, a nafgamina between these two shitos would be the following. What happens if you've already had Nesinas Mayim? Nesinas HaMayim was done on Erev Shabbos. You have Nesinas Mayim on Erev Shabbos. So what would you say? Are you now allowed to mix? Are you allowed to mix that item? So, according to Rebbe, the Pashtus is, we're not talking Halacha L'maisa within Rebbe, but the Pashtus, according to Rebbe, is that it will be Mutter, while, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it will be Aser. It will be Aser to mix. The question is whether you're allowed to mix. So according to Rebbe, the Isser is Nesinas Mayim, so then no problem with mixing. While according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be Aser. Comes along the Egle Tal, and the Egle Tal actually disagrees. The Egle Tal holds, no. This case, Nafkamina number one, on this case, the Egle Tal says that's going to be Mutter according to both of them. Why? The Egle Tal says that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds you need both. And therefore, it will be considered like an akira b'li hanacha, or vice versa, hanacha below akira, which we know in Hotzah, the halacha is that to be chayiv, you need to do both akira as well as a hanacha. So, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, lefi the Egle Tal, I know we're not talking la halacha, but it's important conceptually to us to sharpen the shitas of Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda before we get to halacha l'maisa. According to Egle Tal, you need both. And by the way, that fits nicely into the Lashon HaGemara that we stopped at. What was the Lashon HaGemara? The Lashon HaGemara was, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyigabel. Five lines from the bottom on Kuf Nun Hei Amabez. Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyigabel. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda needs an Akira and an Anocha. What do we mean by Akira Anocha? He needs Nesinas Mayim and the Gibel. You're going to need both. Halacha L'maisa, we don't assume this. Halacha L'maisa, we assume that this nafkamina is legitimate, that if you have a Nesinas Mayim on Erev Shabbos, and then you did Gibel on Shabbos, so then in such a case, according to Rebbe, the halacha would be Bepashtus. According to Rebbe, then the halacha would be that it would be mutter, while according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha would be that it's asur. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Malach Haolam Shehakol Meihin B'Dvarav. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai? Beautiful. Okay. Pasha's mutter, even according to Rebbe. According to Eglay Tal, you mean, or according to the Pasha's mutter? Pashlus Mutter. Again, this is very far from Halacha Lamais and all the Shinuyim, etc., etc., but in the basic construct, this is how it works. Yes?
The Gemara
is beautiful. The Gemara never said that according to Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Yehuda, the Halacha is that it's going to be Chayiv if you just do the Gibel. All the Gemara said was, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyigabel. You're only going to be Chayiv until you do the Gibel. In other words, Rabbi holds your Chayiv right with the Nesina Samayim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need to have Nesina Samayim plus the Maisa Gibel. You need both. I know from reading the Rishonim, it doesn't sound that way at all. And looking and everything that we've seen, it doesn't sound that way at all. But could you find the Gemara that's beferish against that? It might be hard-pressed. And actually, this Eglay Tal is going to help us explaining other difficult shitas, but it's really Shalo Aliba de Hilchasa. We don't follow this the shita. Rav Neventzal also continues out Lashitasam. Rav Neventzal continues to question the Eglay Tal, but we don't follow this Mahalach LaAlacha. But it is a sharp ha'ara. It's a way for us to sharpen these two ways of looking at what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's shita is. Okay. One of the challenging things in Lisha is that Lisha has four or five different variables you always have to ask yourself before you pass in the Shaila. And what we're going to do even in this first year is not deal with all four or five of them. We're just going to deal with two and a half of them. And Mir Tzashem, the next year we'll get to the next two and a half. So if you will, this is Roman numeral one. The machlok is between Rebbe or Yosef or Rebbe Yehuda. We're almost ready to discuss. Roman numeral two. Roman numeral two is another issue which we'll continue along with this graph. And the second issue that one needs to discuss is the issue of what item are we discussing? What chomer are we discussing when you deal with the Yisr Lash? The Gemara on the bottom of Kufnen Hey Amabez says the following. Dil ma'ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Hassam elakemach de bar gibulu. Avol mursan, dilav bar gibulu, afil Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda moda. The Gemara has a hava mina that when do we have this dialectic where Rebbe holds that the chiyuv is nesina samayim, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that the chiyuv is the gibul? That's only if the item is a bar gibul, something that is prone, is capable to be mixed, to be kneaded. For example, flour. Flour could be kneaded with water. Hence, the shita Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, let's put the Eglay Tal's radical shita on the side for a second, let's go with Pashtus, that the shita Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is that you're chayiv b'shas gibul, says the Gemara, maybe that would be different if we're talking about an item that's a lav bar gibul. If the item is a lav bar gibul, so then it could very well be that the nesinas mayim is going to be the point of chiyuv for everybody. In other words, that you're going to be over with nesinas mayim, and this is the chiddush, even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Now this is a hava mina on kuf nun hey on the base. Let's talk very practical terms. You have Afer, you have ash, that's an example of something that's a lav bar gibul. The Gemara has a havamina, it's only a fleeting havamina, kufnun hayam abeis, has a havamina that, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, there you're not going to be chayv on gibul. Let's think about the svara being that you can't do gibul to it, so then maybe Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda will go back to Shitas Rebbe, just for a gishmak v'amevin yavin. According to the Eglay Tal, it's beautiful. According to Eglay Tal, there are two stages. This is just on Maven Yavin in brackets. According to Eglay Tal, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that there's two stages of Lisha, Nesinas Mayim and the Gibul itself. when it's possible to have gibul, so then matov manayim. So then you're not going to be chayav until you do the gibul. But an instance where you can't do the gibul, so then he would agree with Rebbe that the shas chiyuv is b'shas nesinas mayim. So that's a fleeting hava mina here on kuf nun hey amud beis. Either way, Lee put aside the egle tal, the basic svara of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, in, according to his hava mina, which we'll see is not only a hava mina, it's going to be la halacha according to many, is that when do you say that the Shas Gibul is Chayiv? The Shas Gibul is Chayiv when it's possible to do Gibul. When it's not possible to do Gibul, then the Nesinas Mayim is going to be the moment when you're Chayiv. Now this is a nuanced sugya on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. In other words, almost all the details in Lisha appear on Kuf Nun Hei Amud Beis going to Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. However, there is a Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Aleph when discussing Dio, where the Gemara discusses is putting the Dio in an Iser of Lush as well, where Abaye also entertains such Shita as well. And there, Tosas takes it very seriously. Some of the Rishonim break it down, that this is the Machlokas between Abaye and Rav Yosef. So over there on Nunhei Amabez, that was a fleeting Shakta Vatarya. The way some posts can break it down is this is a Machlokas between Abaye and Rav Yosef. So when we have this Machlokas between Abaye and Rav Yosef, so over here, Tosos, in Divar Maskel Avol Dio, points out that there seems to be a sugya in Beitza that seems to point into the direction of Shitas Abaye. And that leads Tosos, in the middle of Divar Maskel Avol Dio, to suggest the following chiddush. It leads Tosos to say that it depends on what type of item we're discussing. That there are items that are not a gibul, bar gibul at all. Those items are not a bar gibul at all. Ein hachanami. So then, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the Nesinas Mayim is not chayiv. However, there are items that are partial bar gibul. They're prone a little bit to gibul. And therefore, Tosa says, in those instances, the Nesinas HaMayim itself would be Chayiv according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. The bottom line, the crunch of the Tosas in Ibrahim Askel Avol Dio, as explained by the Beis Yosef in Simin Shinchof Aleph, is that the Shita of Tosas is that in most instances we have to be Choshesh for Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, that the Nesinas Mayim is going to be an Isur d'oraisa on a dover that's a lav bar gibul. And basically it's hard to draw the line on something that's not a bar gibul at all versus something that's a partial, what Tosas called a partial bar gibul. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, we have an instance where you have something that is not a bar gibul. I'll give you a very practical example, which will be the example in Shulchan Aruch, and that is kemach koli. If you have a kemach that is, it's already been a dough that has been parched in the oven, so that, in halacha, we contrast a kemach koli to a kemach she'ena koli. Kemach she'ena koli, that is flour that's not been parched at all. That's paradigmatic lush material. And therefore, you're not going to be chayiv according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda until you need it. However, there is material that is already parched, so that really doesn't mix so well. That already, like Huck Finn's straw. So then, he already, let's say he parched it in the oven. So then in such a case, that's not something that is prone to gibul. And that would be an example in which, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, there's room to say that it will be an Iser d'oraisa. There'll be an Iser d'oraisa. So Roman numeral 2 is an exception to Roman numeral 1. In general, you have the rule of Rebbe, that Rebbe holds the Sinas Mayim is a Chiyuv, and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds that Gibul is the Chiyuv. The position of the Baalei Tosos, this is the sheet of the Baalei Tosos, is that it's going to be an Iser D'oraisa if it's a Lav Bar Gibul with Nesinas Mayim, and that's how Tosos paskins in a case of Kemach Koli. This is a Tosos on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. In your booklet, you have the Rambam that clearly disagrees. The Rambam holds it's only an Iser D'Rabbanan. If you take a look in the first page, The Rambam describes that Kemach Koli is only a Din Darabbanan. It's not a Din D'Oraisa. Let's take a look at the Lashon Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Lamed Gimel. Megabel, here of course, Perek Chaf Aleph, we know from other instances that the Rambam describes Gibel as, Perek Chaf Aleph as the source for Yisurei D'Rabbanan as opposed to Yisurei D'Oraisa. He always starts out, as we've seen in the past, introducing the D'Oraisa and then immediately jumping to the D'Rabbanan. So here the Rambam says in Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Lamed Gimel, Megabel Chayiv Mishum Lash, Lefichach Ein Megablin Kemach Koli Harbe. You can't mix a lot of Kemach. Shema Yavo Lolosh Kemach She'ein HaKoli. It's a Gzera Midrabanan. Umutter Legabel HaSakeli Ma'at Ma'at. And then you would be allowed to mix the Keli a little bit. Ma'at Ma'at is going to be acceptable. So from the Rambam, the halacha of Keli, which we're going to see shortly as well in the Gemara, you might have seen in the Gemara on Kufnun Hey Amabez. For the Rambam, it goes as follows. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, you'll never have an Isur D'Oraisa when it comes to Kemach Keli. Kemach Keli is Asur as a Gzeira Atu Kemach Eino Kalui. And therefore, you're allowed to do Lisha Ma'at Ma'at. Okay. We're going to come back to this halacha, and we're going to see how this is manifest in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to see eventually that will take us to some instances as well for halacha l'maisa.
Can I just
clarify? Sure.
According to us, it's the Keli.
Right.
It never becomes Gibel, or it's just not prone to Gibel, but can be Gibel?
It's a middle category. It's a middle category. There are things that maybe Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda would agree is not subject to Lisha. There are things, but at the end of the day, this itself would be, and it would be an Isur D'Oraisa. Yeah.
What exactly is like the difference between a bar gibel and la bar gibel? Is it like just people don't do it? They don't need it, like just because it's like we said, offar is a la bar gibel because like just you don't want to get dirty, or is it there's something with the substance itself, like it doesn't mix?
No. It means it doesn't mix well. Item that's considered la ash. Ash would be a great example.
What does that mean?
Ash,
it doesn't mix well. Like
it doesn't create a compound. When you put ash into water, its reaction is very, very different than flour. Flour mixes and you have a new compound. Ash sinks to the bottom. Okay? Yes, Ramati.
Having another Tosfos says the case of Kemach Kali is also
there. I'm putting Tosfos together. The Be'er Halacha learns like me. You'll see him shortly, the Be'er Halacha. What's that?
The Tosfos somewhere else also?
There's a Tosfos in Beitza on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. But I'm going with the assumption of the Chafetz Chaim. I'll get back to you as far as whether it's a Taisus Mefurish, but that's how the Chafetz Chaim understood Taisus. Yeah.
So just to clarify, Taisus is saying that
I'm setting things up for down the line, making things as seamless as possible. Yeah.
So Taisus is saying that you're only going to have that middle category.
Right. Correct. Okay. Correct.
And then the other thing that with Ram said that it's anytime you're.
That's right. According to the Rambam, you'll only have an Isur D'Oraisa if it's a Bar Gibul, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Correct. Roman numeral 3, which is not going to come up very much right now, but will be critical down the line, is really just a question of how we paskin. What is the Psak Halacha? In other words, we're going to have to discuss how we pass them within Tosas and the Rambam. And then we're also going to have to discuss the more broader issue, and that is how do we paskin, leaving aside a lot of bar gibel. Let's talk about a bar gibel. Well, how do we paskin in terms of the halacha, like Rebbe or like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? So Rov Rishonim paskin that it's the gibel that's the shas chiyuv. That's how Rov Rishonim paskin. And that's how we're going to have in Shulchan Aruch as the stop. Let's take a look and see that in Shulchan Aruch so that we'll be able to see how things map out. Now here in Shulchan Aruch, it's hard to see the stam. You can only see the stam through the eyes of the V'yei Shomrim. In Shin Chaf Aleph Pezayin, it's the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. And here, the biggest challenge is the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef usually, like, take Tochen. The Beis Yosef gave such a clear presentation of Tochen. We were just following on the heels of the Beis Yosef. Here, on Lush, the Beis Yosef, for whatever reason, decided not to be as conceptual or as categorical as he is in other instances. And that's what makes Lush very difficult. Lush, if you take a look, begins, Sif Yudalid, begins immediately talking about Kemach Kali, Sif Tezvav Chardot, Shem Tezayin Shachalayim. All you have are these different cases, no klalim, no absolute rules, just contrasting our minds to Tochen. My Tochen we had, Eintchen Abagdule Karka, Shinui, da-da-da-da-da. In Shulchan Aruch, as well as in Beis Yosef, you just have cases, and being mefalpel within the Shita Rishon, but absolutely no conceptual rules. No conceptual rules. And even this basic question of Rebbe versus Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, you only find out about in the Shulchan Aruch tangentially in Sif Tezayin, V'yesh Omrim, Ha Deshari La'arev Mashka B'chardel, this that you're allowed to mix water with mustard, Dafka Shin Asana Mevodyom, only if you put it in during the day. Al Shabbos also lost his mashke. Oh, so what's going on up until now? What's been going up until now is that up until now the Mechaber has been assuming that we don't paskin like Rebbe. That the Shita is that the only problem is to do Gibul on Shabbos. Everybody see that? The Yesh Omrim, he brings in Shitas Rebbe. In the Yesh Omrim, he says that, there is a Shita out there that holds Nesinas at Mayim is Asr. So in the Shulchan Aruch, you have the Stam seems to be assuming that only Gibul is Asr. And then you have the Yesh Omrim that says that Nesinas Mayim is Asr. So this is the Psak in Shulchan Aruch. However, it should be emphasized, and this is going to be very, very important as we go on. In fact, the irony of halachic development is that if you look at Reb Chaim Kanievsky's summary of Halacha L'Maisa for Ashkenaz, it's a fantastic sefer. We haven't made reference to it at all because usually all what Reb Chaim Kanievsky does in his sefer Shon Halachos is boom, 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 just summarizes the Mishnah Berurah. So we haven't had a major need. I didn't feel that there was a major need to look at it. In here, in these halachos, I felt like I needed the help of Reb Chaim Kanievsky and his chavrusa. It was his chavrusa that wrote a lot of it as well. Unfortunately, he's been forgotten, but his name is there in the hakdam of this on the opening page. Anyhow, so there, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his sefer, I just noticed the first six se'ifim of summarizing Halacha L'Maaseh starts L'das Sefer HaTrumas, L'das Sefer HaTrumas, L'das Sefer HaTrumas, L'das Sefer HaTrumas. And what's going on is as follows. The Sefer HaTrumas paskins like Rebbe. Okay? And Halacha L'Maaseh, in Maisa L'Maisa L'Maisa in Ashkenaz, is that it's not a Stam in Yesh Omrim, but rather the Ramah, which we'll see inside eventually. We're not going to do the Ramah yet. We're going to see inside. The Ramah is Choshesh V'Shitas Rebbe. Hence, whenever you're talking about making a tuna salad and egg salad, we're only going to get to in a week and a half, then you always start with L'das Sefer HaTrumas. So it's a fascinating paradox. On the one hand, you have Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ruba de Rishonim, Paskin, like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. There is this one fascinating caveat of a Lav Bar Gibul, etc., etc., that maybe there you're Chayv and Nesina's mind. But everything else that's a Bar Gibul, we have the Rov Rishon, Paskin, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. However, you have the Sefer HaTrumas, that is going to be quoted by the Ramah. It's going to be, the Mishnah Berurah is going to be choshish for it. Hence, Halacha L'Maaseh today, whenever somebody's going to paskin, when Chaim Kanievsky is going to paskin a shayla, it's always going to start, L'das Sefer HaTrumas, you need to do such and such, because you have to be choshish for the Nesinas Mayim. So that's Roman numeral 3. So now Roman numeral 1 is Machloikis, Roman numeral 2 is Lav Bar Gibel, and Roman numeral 3 is Psak Halacha, that for Svardim, they could be Mekel, Stam V'yeshom, the Halacha is Kistam. However, Ashkenazim, we're going to see, again, we didn't see it yet in the Ramah, but clearly in the Mishnah Berurah and so on, you probably, if you've already gone to Mishnah Berurah, you've already noticed that you have this, the Halacha, Lefi, the Sefer HaTrumas. Okay. So let's start getting into some halachic applications of this discussion. We're not going to discuss most cases of Lisha yet, because we're not going to get into Roman numeral 4, except one part of it. Roman numeral 4 is going to be Shinuyim. As you saw from the Gemara, there are many different shinuim. We're going to just discuss today the first shinuim in the Gemara. We'll come out nicely, we'll end up going Keseder HaGemara. We'll be learning up the sugya based on the Gemara Kufnun Hei on the Beis after this general structure, B'siyata D'Shemaya, and then we'll get to more. Now, in regards to one halacha l'maisa question that comes up over here, we saw that when it comes to a dover that's a lav bar gibul, so then in such a case, many rishonim paskin that there is going to be an isur d'oraisa. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah's introduction, where the Mishnah Berurah just develops this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkata Nun, on page 298, he gives us a basic hakdama. He quotes the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, and we're ready to pick up by the Sharet Zion in Sifkata Nun, Sharet Zion Nun Zayin Upasku. Upasku Rov Aposkin Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Achdas Bala Truma V'Siyato Sok Rabbi Dali Dei Nesin Esmaim Nikru Gibul. The kolza be kamacho offer vitit, the chol dak duhu bar gibel chol keyotzeben. Avol dover du lav bar gibel kagon efer the chol hagas das harama mesiato dafim gibel potter michatas raki suri iko. According to the Rambam, you only have an isur derabbanan. And as we put on the board, the das harper rishon lehefach the bedover lav bar gibel offer Rabbi Yosef Yehuda lo bar gibel mishinasam bar mayim chayv dezel gibulo. And as you take a look in the Sharet Zion, you have Tosis, you have the Ravid, etc., etc. So that's the what we put on the board is, part of what we put on the board is the Mishnah Berurah's introduction over there, and the Mishnah Berurah does a great job, often when you have complicated melachos, of doing this introduction. Halacha lemaisa, that means that there are certain shailas that come up that you might not have thought about. For example, when it comes to pouring water on the ground, so most people, when they think about the shaila of pouring water on the ground, they think about the issue of Zoreya, or Choresh. Sometimes even water could be a Shaila of Choresh. However, what's emerging today is that there is another Shaila, and that is that anytime you pour water on the ground, if there's a little bit of dirt, so then, according to Tosos, it would be a Shaila of a Doraisa, even if it's not a Bar Gibul. And often the dirt on the ground is not a Bar Gibul. So it could very well be that one would have a Shaila of a Doraisa according to Tosos. According to no one, is it going to be Mutter? Because even according to the Rambam, it's going to be Asur Midrabanan. Now, according to the Rambam, the Isur Midrabanan is some type of Gzeira. However, just like by Kemach Koli, the Rambam also says in regards to Mursan. Mursan was a type of bran that didn't mix well. The Rambam is clear in when discussing the Malacha of Lashon in Perek Tes, I believe, or Perek Ches. So there the Rambam describes that something that's a bar gibul is going to be the Issur D'Oraisa. Something that doesn't mix well is only going to be an Issur D'Rabbanan, but still going to be an Issur D'Rabbanan. So according to everybody, it's going to be Osir. So bottom line, one should be careful not to pour water on the ground. Anytime there's dirt there, or there's any type of item that could create some type of conjunctive experience, then that would be enough to create the Isser of Lush. It could be D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan. However, there is a point heter. I forgot to photocopy it for you. If you take a look, it's I put it in on the cover page. It's straightforward. The Shmir Shabbos, I can say it to you about Pev, you can look it up in yourself. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas Yud Beis Ches is discussing the halachos there. Of course, you know the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas is not written Keseder HaMalachos. So there, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas is talking about shailas that take place in a garden. And there he raises the shailas of washing one's hands on the garden, in one's garden. And he says that's going to be awesome. He then raises the following psak from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. What would happen if, and this is extremely common in Israel, and that is most of the piping here in Eretz Yisrael ends up, the water that for the shower and so on, often end up, like you can take a look right over here, there's these empty areas, and usually the piping from the housing end up onto some dirt, grassy area. So Rav Shlomo Zalman deals with the following problem. How are you allowed to wash dishes, wash your hands, etc., etc., if when you open up the spout, you know that the water is going to eventually end up on the ground? maybe there it's less of a shaila. There are times that you could have even a pipe where it's obvious. You see the pipe that comes out of the sink. If you wash your hands outside, and you see the pipe, and immediately the water comes out to a grassy area. So there he deals with the shaila of zoreya, and Rav Shlomo Zalman is mechadesh that even though it's a psik reisha that's going to go out there, at the end of the day, since it's koach sheni, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that's going to be mutter. So Rav Rimon just points out the obvious. He points out on page 720 in his sefer, he points out that if that's so, the same would apply in this shaila as well. That the halacha would be as follows. You're allowed to wash your hands on a patio. If the water is going to run off onto dirt, then in such a case, that even though, according to some Rishon, you'll have an Isur D'Oraisa B'Shas Gibul, a Koach Sheni is going to be Mutter. If Rav Shlomo Zalman was Mekel in that case in regards to Zoreya, he'll certainly be Mekel in that case. It seems to me that logical extension makes sense. And therefore, the halacha is halacha lemaisa. Now we didn't do Zoreya. So it's good that we got to this as well, that one should, of course, be very careful not to wash one's hand on vegetation, but not only on vegetation is it a problem. Not only dirt that is growing something, even dirt that is purely dirt and has no potential, let's say dirt on rock, etc., you still, one should be careful not to wash directly onto the dirt, to wash onto the rock. And then if the water runs off onto the dirt and creates any type of maisa gibul with nesinas mayim, even with nesinas mayim alone, then the problem will be solved. Otherwise, one has a shaila anytime one puts water into an item that's a lav bar gibul, l'kule alma, and if it's a item that's a bar gibul, so then according to the Sefer HaTrumah, one would have to be choshesh as well. Yes, Shmuel?
What's
Koach Sheni is grama. That you didn't do that maisa. You didn't do a maisa zoreya.
Isn't that a lot of, so any
psik reishe
that would be?
No, because Koach Sheni, psik reishe is, an example of psik reishe is I'm opening this cap. Let's say it's metal. And according to some, it's usser. So I'm opening this cap. My intention is because I want to get to the bottom. My intention is not to create this cap, but I'm doing a mice on the cap. So that would be a psik reisha. It's also what happens if I open the cap and then a fizz shoots up and then a malacha is going to be done on the ceiling. So then in such a case, that's not going to be an isur. That's not going to be a problem. Why? Because that's considered already koach sheni. That's not a koach. So here, Shlomo Zalman is saying a little bit of a chiddush. Even though it's inevitable that gravity is going to pull it in that direction, nevertheless, koach sheni makes it mutter. Say that. Okay, so that is the smaller issue in terms of lav bar gibul. Now we're ready to, once we've put that aside, now we're ready to get into the minei ubei within the Rishonim, with the material we have already in front of us. The Gemara on Kuf Nun Hei on the Beis continues with a brisa that we made reference to, that we, as Ramati pointed out, we fused together with the Shita of Tosas. The Gemara says on Kufnun Hen based Tan Rabbanan, Ein Goblin es HaKeli. You're not allowed to mix Keli. We said that was parsh wheat. That's what Rashi says. Keli kemach shel tvush and es yapshu kishen kloyos betanur. So it's still in some type of stalk form and they parch it. V'yesh omrim gomlin. Some say you can't. Man yesh omrim. Amr av chizda, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehudahi. Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda says that you're allowed to mix it. Why Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda? Because according to Rebbe, Nesinas Mayim, you're going to be chayiv on. Vahani mili, and now we start with a litany of shinuyim. This is a record. The next 8-10 lines of Gemara are full of all these different shinuyim. And we're just focusing today, going a little bit slowly, focusing on this one. Vahani mili Yehuda mishani. But you need to do a shinuy. Even according to Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda, you need to do a shinui. Heichi mishani, how do you do a shinui? Amr of chizda al yad. You do what's something that's called al yad. The Rishonim spell out, this is all the Gemara we're going to do today. The Rishonim spell out that al yad means ma'at ma'at. To do a little bit of mixing at a time. What exactly is that little bit of mixing at a time? So the simple understanding of ma'at ma'at means that you can't do a large amount of mixing at once, but you can do small amount. It's a little bit hard to understand what's the rationale of the shinud. You could do the active mixing. You could do a glatt muhuder mixing, 100%, the full fledged mixing. But if you do it ma'at ma'at, shayin mutter, it's already going to be mutter. So the chura, we could speculate that this gemara is a strong raya to the Rambam. That what? That really the halacha is according to Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda.
It's also
midrabbana. And really, according to Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, the ratzon Hashem is that it's fine. The only problem is that people are going to make a mistake. They're going to think that if you're allowed to do this with kemach kali, then what are they going to do? They're going to come to do a kemach sheina kali. So then the halach is, ma'at ma'at, you do it ma'at ma'at. So what's the function of ma'at ma'at, if I can speculate? According to the Rambam, what it is it reminds you and your wife, wait a second, whenever you're doing this mixing thing, you got to remember it's a shaylin hilchos Shabbos. So ask the Rav. So the Rav says, yeah, you're right, it's a shaylin. So do it ma'at ma'at. The Rav knows that really it's no problem. But ma'at ma'at is he's reminding them, you know, that they've got to ask a shaylin to find out next time what's going to be done. What I'm trying to bring out is that this shinu is just to remind you that there's a shayla of lisha. Hence, when you have a kemach she'ina kali, so then in such a case, then you're going to be aware that there's some type of shayla. The moment in which people don't even know that kemach kali, they could do it regular, so then in such a case, they're going to come to be nichshal when it comes to a kemach she'ina kali. This is the would be the pshat according to the Rambam. And it fits in beautifully, and that's how the psak in Shulchan Aruch seems to fear us. If you take a look in Shin Chafal, if you dalid, Zok Deheleg Mechader, Ein Megablin, Kemach Kali Harbe, you can't mix a lot of Kemach Kali, Shema Yavai Lolush Kemach Shena Kali. Umutu Legabel, Esha Kali Ma'at Ma'at. And then he says, but if it's not Kemach Kali, and that's going to be for down the line, if it's not kemach kali, then the halacha is going to be different. This is how is a simple way of reading the Gemara. It's a simple way of reading the Shulchan Aruch. But Rabosai, this is not halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, it's actually going to be much more complicated. So far, this is the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara, and the Rambam, and this is Shulchan Aruch. When I say not halacha lemaisa, the truth is, this is halacha lemaisa for the Shulchan Aruch. But for Ashkenazim, it's going to be much more complicated than this. Why? Because of Tosfos. Because Tosfos holds that the halacha is a kemach kali, is an isur d'oraisa. So according to, again, that was why I was putting two and two together. Tosfos had said that there are items that are not bar gibul, that if you put water with them, that you can have an isur d'oraisa. So take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Nunbeis. Kol ze asif uloshen Rambam. This is entirely the Rambam. Usvir lei the kemach kali la bar gibul. The dover to lab bar gibel ain't a chayv afkish a gibel if ain't a also on the rabban shem yav a lolush ulaficha chetira ide shinu the mat mat. Now the Mishnah Berurah reads. You know how many times I read the Mishnah Berurah and didn't understand what was going on because I didn't do the Gemara. You know, if you don't do the Gemara well, so you don't understand the Mishnah Berurah is all these random facts. If you do the Gemara well, then the Mishnah Berurah cuts like butter. It's worlds apart. By the way, that's the difference between the Mishnah Berurah and let's say the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Chayyad, and that's why Rav Shechter Shlita is here. That's why Rav Shechter and NCS Y'Kol tells the guys to do Chayyad or Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, because to really understand the Mishnah Berurah, you have to know the Gemaras. For the Chayyad and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to know the Gemaras, but to really appreciate what's going on in the Mishnah Berurah, you got to know the Gemaras. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Nun Beis Vafil Shar Poskim. And even according to other poskim, the Svirlu the Kemach Kali Bar Gibulu the Chay Min Atayrik Ishigibloi. Mikol Makan Gam Hein Moedu Dal Yidei Shinui Demat Mat Shari Bekemach Kali. But what about Tesis Udime? What are they going to say? They're going to say that the halacha is that you need that Maat Maat is going to be matir even by Kemach Kali That's going to be enough. Now, that's a hard sell. Why would that be? So, again, let's just make it clear. According to Rambam, it's very good. It's an issur derabbanan. You have a unique heter of shinui ma'at ma'at. And if it follows very beautifully in the Gemara itself. I'm not going to be able to go back in the Gemara according to the other Rishon. The other Rishon is going to be much more complicated, as Tosas on Yuches Amid Alf alludes to. Rambam reads smoothly in the Gemara, but not always is Allah Lamaiso it reads smoothly back into the Gemara. What's the other Shita? The other Shita is Kamach Kali, is also Nisur Daraisa. Why? Because already with Nesinas Mayim, you're going to have Nisur Daraisa. Because Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Roman numeral 2, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even by Dar Lav Bar Gibel, it's going to be Nisur Daraisa. If that's so then Sif Yudalit is a bigger heter. Sif Yudalit is telling you that it's mutter with ma'at ma'at. Now I just want to point out, before we go on, I'll take your questions shortly. You take a look in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, no, that's not how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that's it. Says the Magen Avraham, in Sif Katan Yudzayin, for those of you who have in front of you, it's kedai to see, because we'll also look at the Prima Gadol, who's going on that Magen Avraham. Ubazeh afilu ma'at ma'at aser. He says, kemach she'en akali, if it's ma'at ma'at, then it's going to be aser. What's the omek of the Magen Avraham? Magen Avraham is saying that the Mechaber is paskening like Maimonides. He's paskening like the Rambam. If he's paskening like the Rambam, the heter by kemach kali ma'at ma'at is what? Is a heter on an is of ma'at ma'at is an heter on idurabanan. But if we were talking about kemach she'ena kavui, flower, then you're not going to have the heter of ma'at ma'at. But the Mishnah Brura is not going to learn this way. Why? Because the Mishnah Brura is going to assume that even lahalacha, we're choshesh, that here you have an isur d'oraisa for one of two possible reasons. Either because we passing like the Sefer HaTrumos, we're choshesh for the Sefer HaTrumos, or we're choshesh for Shitas Tosos. Sefer HaTrumos being that we always, there's always an Isur in the Sinas Mayim, that's an Isur D'Oraisa. Or Shitas Tosos, that holds that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is Moda, that when it comes to a La Bar Gibel, that you have an Isur D'Oraisa. Sure. So Mishnah Brura is going to be different than the Magen Avraham.
Where's the Magen Avraham?
Sif Katan Yud Zayin. Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Yud Zayin. On Yud Dalit. It's a very short Magen Avraham. It's 4 words, 5 words. Uzeh Afilu Ma'at Ma'at is Asir. And the Machzis HaShekel just spells out what I just said. If you didn't follow that last point, let's see in the Machzis HaShekel. I want to get Beritzifus, and then I'll take your Ha'aros. I'm sorry. Let's go to the Prima Gadim. We'll go to the Prima Gadim. Says the Prima Gadim, Yud Zayin Kemach Ayin Magen Avraham, Yud Zayin in the Prima Gadim, Leha Rambam, the Rabbanon de Shinui Shari, Ube Kemach Din Torah de Shinui, the Rabban Asur. According to the Rambam, it's smooth. You have an Isa de Rabbanon, and you do a Shinui Ma'at Ma'at. Aval the taste is Shabbos Daf Yud Ches. Sarach Lomar Kelly Bar Gibul, V'Nogad Kelly De Roy Lechol Chai B'Shabbes, V'Hu Adin Kemach She'en Koli Mutar Al Yedei Shinui Ma'at Ma'at. According to Taisis, you have to say that the Shinui Ma'at Ma'at is matter even in Isur D'Oraisa. So what does the Prima Gadim do? The Prima Gadim says the Magen Avraham assumed that Ma'at Ma'at is Asur. Comes along the Prima Gadim and he says, well, that would only be according to the Rambam, that Ma'at Ma'at is only on a Derabbanan. But, according to Tosos, Kemach Keli is still an Isur D'Oraisa, Ma'at Ma'at works. Must be that Ma'at Ma'at is matter in Isur D'Oraisa. See, Ramati, that's why I schmutched all these things together.
And then, tell us all that.
Because he's passing, you're saying it's not because of the Sinas Mayim?
Right. I mean, the Shinar is in the Gibel.
Well, we're going to. Einachanami. We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. Okay, so comes along the Be'er Halacha in Dibur HaMaskil Shema Yavo. And the Be'er Halacha raises this issue. Dibra Maskel Shema Yavo, he points out that there is quite a chiddush here according to Tosas. Let's read the Be'er Lacha. Let's go through the Be'er Lacha from the beginning to end. Shema Yavo. We'll skip parts, of course. Let's go through. Says the Be'er Lacha. Hine b'gmari Isa. The Brisa Matir, the Matir Begibul Al Yidei Shino Al Karchuk Rav Yosef Yehudi, the Eina Mechayev Bin Nesinas Mayim. That we're talking about the Shita Rav Yosef Yehuda that holds that you're not Chayev Bin Nesinas Mayim. Because of Pri Megadin, Diladas tells us Sfirul De Bedavar De La Bar Gibul Kulei Am Chayev Al Nesinas Mayim Al Karchach the Kemach Koli Bar Gibul. So the Prima Gadim, as Ramati says as follows, that when it comes to Kemach Kali, so Kemach Kali over there, you're going to have to say, is a Bar Gibul. V'hutar Agibul al yidei shinui d'mat ma'at. And therefore, you have a shinui, the Gibul is being matir, a shinui of ma'at ma'at. Because if you hold it's not a bar gibul at all, so then in such a case, then it could very well be, according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, it's only going to be an Isur Durabbanan. But Tosas over there learns that a kemach that's kali is a bar gibul, and he holds that the heter over here is the heter of ma'at ma'at. Okay, so this is what emerges now, is that the heter of ma'at ma'at is being matir what? Is going to be matir in Isur Doraisa.
Didn't we say that Kemach Kali is a lav bar gibul, just according to Tosfos he would view it
right,
as?
Right. Nachon. We did say that before. And here, he's learning, according to these Shitos, that the Kemach Kali is going to, we're going to have to be matchik that it's a bar gibul. Nachon. And therefore, Nesinas Mayim is not going to be the Isser. Nesinas Mayim is the Isser is going to be B'shas Gibul, but Ma'at is going to be Matir the Isser. So there are two ways you could go. You could say that Ma'at is going to be Matir the Nesinas Mayim, or you could say the Ma'at is going to be Matir the Gibul itself. Either way, the Shaila that we're dealing with over here is a Shaila of Doraisa according to Tosos versus the Rambam, who only says that's the Rabbanan. Okay?
Isn't there a difference in Tosfos between us, meaning the way we were masbir before, isn't it? The difference between a standard case of a bar gibul versus something that's a lav bar gibul, where Tosfos would still say it's a dor.
Ein achanami. There are rishonim that hold that way. Ein achanami. But the Be'er Lacha is now learning that the shaila over here is that you have to say that kemach kali is a bar gibul, because if it wouldn't be, then according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't be chayiv min haTorah. Okay. The Be'er Lacha then goes on. Yes.
How can we understand how a shinoi matir is?
That's what the Be'er Lacha is about to get to. So Be'er Lacha continues on the second wide line. V'ra'isi b'sefer nishmas adam shisigal abazeh. And this is exactly what the nishmas adam asks. V'kasav d'lefi mai d'kaim alon chatzi shir asem min haTorah. This that we pask in the chatzi shir is asem min haTorah. Bivadai gam b'ma'at ma'at asa min haTorah. So the question becomes, how could you be matir this? How is ma'at ma'at going to be matir if we're dealing with an Isur D'Oraisa? If we were talking about only an Isur D'Rabbanan like the Rambam learned, so then in such a case, then I understand how ma'at ma'at is going to work, as we developed earlier. But according to those who hold that's an Isur D'Oraisa, so what's going to be the heter? And the Nishmas Adam therefore rejects these Rishonim who say that when you have an Isur D'Oraisa, that Ma'at Ma'at will be Matir. Ma'at Ma'at cannot be Matir. Exactly, Rav Daniel, that's exactly Nishmas Adam's Kasha. It's kedai to look up the Nishmas Adam. He has a whole new take on the Sugya. And the Be'er Halacha then goes on and he gives a fascinating Teretz. The Be'er Halacha's Teretz is in Vitam HaHeter, about 20 lines in. First word online is Vitam. On page Kuf Nun, all the way in Kuf Nun. Vitam HaHeter nearly, Ledas Tosos. He says, you must say that according to Tosas, the basis of the heter is Mishum da'ayidei mashem yabshin haklos bitanur va'osin osin shiruin lachila hu choshuv kemo dever dover shenefa v'nispashem v'lakach af al yidei nesinas mayim shenosim betocha achakach u'miskabel ein ze choshuv kemo meleches l'isha ela kemo tikun ochel ba'alma d'derech achiloso bekach. Says the Be'er Halacha the following chiddush. He says that the isur of lush does not apply to an item that's already a food item. Everybody hear that? If it's a food item, then the halacha is that by definition, it's not subject to lush. And therefore, he says, v'uchashiv kimo rotev. This is even used in modern Hebrew today. Shenosnun letavshil ve'ein ze melacha d'oraisa. It's not going to be an isur d'oraisa because it's like adding, it's not lush, because you're adding, just like no one would think it's lush to add dressing to your salad, even if your salad had chips inside, no one would think that that's going to be lush. And just to add, again, from the position that I was staking out before, it wouldn't even be considered nesinas mayim either. It's not even considered nesinas mayim. No one would say that's lush because it's already done. It's already done. The process of lisha has already been passed. If it already has a din of ochel, lisha is done when you have an item that you're taking the flour, you're mixing, you're turning into dough. However, over here, it's considered tikkun ochel ba'alma. If it's tikkun ochel ba'alma, then it's already going to be mutter. Hence, if you notice, just to work backwards, what the Be'er Halacha is doing is he's pointing out that there's another way of learning than the Magen Avraham had understood. The Magen Avraham had said that the Halacha is that ma'at is going to always be asur by kemach she'ena kali. You're always asur because, and most had understood that's because if you're dealing with an isur d'oraisa, it's always going to be asur. An item that's possible to have the isur d'oraisa is always going to be asur. No! The halacha is that ma'at at times could be matir, even the isur d'oraisa, but the reason it would be matir is because it's what the Be'er Halacha calls tikkun ochel. If you have some that's already considered an ochel, so then ma'at is going to be acceptable. So even though the Be'er Halacha had asked earlier, that it said that kemach koli is a bar gibul, he says, even though it's a bar gibul, nevertheless, ma'at is going to be matir that iser. Why? Because it's considered an ochel.
Kemach koli is already an ochel?
Right. Kemach koli, that's hakfin ate that. In other words, when you have this parched wheat, that's already been put, all he did was he would sit and he put it on the fire. So he'd parch it, and then he would chew on it. So that's enough. That's already it's already considered an ochel. And presumably it's ochel even for people who are not just sitting outside, but there's a way to do it in the kitchen as well. That you put the kemach into the oven, so then that would be enough to make it considered an ochel. Yeah.
At the end of the day,
So it's a new hagdara entirely. That ma'at is going to be matir. Only these things are really not lush anyhow, because it's already an ochel. Right. Some type of gzera, which is again not the way that we saw that the prima gadim had assumed. The Prima Gadim had assumed that it was going to be an Isur D'Oraisa. Either you go as far as I had suggested that Kemach Keli could be even Nesinas Mayim, that the Nesinas Mayim is going to be Asur, or, as Ramati had pointed out, the Tosas seems to learn that the Kemach Keli is itself, you have to be Mechadesh, according to Tosas, that it's a Bar Gibul. Either way, whichever approach, we're dealing with it, we have a problem that it seems at first glance to be Matir D'Oraisa. So the answer is that over here, this is not going to be a regular item of gibul, because when it has a shem ochel, so then in such a case, once it has a shem ochel, there the ochel is not subject to the regular rules of gibul. That's what the Be'er Halacha is developing. Yes.
So just to clarify, that's machlokes between that and prima gadim.
Correct. Right. Exactly. What comes out is the Bar Halacha is saying something that Bepashtus, the prima gadim, does not agree with. Correct. Correct.
According to the Bar Halacha, if you didn't do a ma'at,
if you did it ma'at, or kemach kali, kemach sheni kali,
you didn't do a ma'at, you did a lot. You did a lot at once.
So presumably, it would be only, according to the Bar Halacha, would only be an Issur D'Rabbanan. Correct. The Chazon Ish has a different take on this. If you take a look in our booklet, so third to last page in the booklet, Chazon Ish in Simen Nun Ches, Os Aleph, he has a fascinating Hesber, which to me rings Amita Shel Torah. It's a beautiful take on Ma'at Ma'at that could solve a lot. First, in paragraph Aleph, he goes through the sugya as we went through before, as being totally in the machlokas between Abaye and Rav Yosef. And he points out that the Shinui Ma'at Ma'at seems to be Matir, as I alluded to earlier, possibly the Isur of Nesinas Mayim, according to the Shita of the Bali of some Rishonim, and as Ramati pointed out, according to the Be'er Halacha, is being Matir the Kemach Koli, which Tosas seems to learn is a Bar Gibul. And then the Chazon Ish says in Dibur Haskel Ulefizeh the following: Ulefizeh Hashinui She'osa Al Yad Matzil Mi'isur Doraisa. You have to say that Al Yad Yad can be Matal Nisur D'Oraisa, and he takes a different route than the Chavetz Chaim. V'nira da'ayri denosein hachomitz al meruba b'kli echad. V'achakach notel me'at mikli acher. U'megabel u'mechazer l'kulun l'kli echad. V'zeh nikri shinui she'ein zeh kiderach melachta v'gam ein kol achalokim shoveh bevuyasan. Says the Chazon Ish, that this Shinui Ma'at Ma'at has three different bowls. You start off with the amount, the regular bowl that you would normally use. And here you put in your Kali, and you put in, what did they put into the Kali? They put inside water? Yeah, there was no mention of anything else. So other things we had seen that they had put in honey. So they put the water into the Kali. So generally that you had, was it dvash that they put in? Chometz, nachon. That's right. Shukar. They put in the vinegar that's inside of the cup.
Rashi says shemen by
so it's oil. Okay, so you put the oil inside the or water. So you put the oil inside the keli. Now you got a lot of keli, and you have a lot of oil. You then scoop out a small amount, and you put it into here. Okay? And then you attempt to mix it, and then eventually you're going to put it back into a third bowl. What is the Chazon Ish bin Marviach? What the Chazon Ish was Marviach is the following: you've got a lot of oil sitting on top of a lot of keli. If you're going to try to scoop it out, you're not going to get the right ratio of oil to keli. So the Chazon Ish says as follows: the moment in which you're doing it ma'at ma'at, you're doing a shinui in the quality of the mixture that you're going to get. In other words, just to put in very, very practical terms, your tuna fish is going to taste a little off. Your tuna fish eventually is going, when you eventually put it back together, there's going to be too much tuna fish in some places, and there's going to be too much mayonnaise in the other place. When you're doing this ma'at ma'at, says the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish has a totally different take, a totally different world than the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah's world was, he needed to be mechadesh to say that in this case, it was already a tikkun ha'ochel. If it's a tikkun ha'ochel, so then what's creating the heter over here is that it's not a regular lush. Says the Chazon Ish, no, ma'at ma'at, it changes the whole quality of the lisha itself. Avol mitchilu lokeach ma'at kemach kol beklim notzal chomtz v'gadle ein zeh shinui. So then the Chazanish adds, and if you're going to skip this step, and all you're going to do is put the right ratio of oil and flour inside over here, then of course that's not, there's no heter ma'at ma'at. That's the answer to Nishmas Adam's kasha. That's his take. Nishmas Adam comes out l'chumra, but the Chazanish finds a way to understand ma'at ma'at as being, it's a brilliant Chazanish, very, very Le'inyan, he just says we have to understand ma'at ma'at a little bit better. The problem is the Rishon never explained to us what ma'at ma'at was. So the Chazon Ish goes in and he says, this is what ma'at ma'at is, and it's going to change the quality of the Lisha. Once it changes the quality of Lisha, then the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Now, there isn't that much halacha l'maisa that comes from this, because we're not doing a lot of kemach kali, and the heter of ma'at ma'at is not a heter that's generally used. However, with that being said, first of all, helps us, opened up the sugya for us. It's the first shlav in the sugya. So in of itself, that's important to be able to read Sif Yudal and to be Masgir Sif Yudal. But aside from that, there is... Yes, Rav Daniel.
Do people take sort of by extension that if you're shinui ma'at, basically not just doing it differently, but making some sort of change in the quality of the Masgir itself?
Right.
You seem they could apply that in any other...
Nachon, generally it's not used, but you're right. In the world of theory, I didn't see in the making of tuna and egg salad, etc., whether this eitzah is given, but l'chura, there's going to be room for us down the line to be able to use this shinui. Yes, there is room to suggest that. But there is an example that does come up. Yes, Shmuel?
Just something that you add oil and you mix it in the second bowl, and then as well as transferring it to the third bowl.
The third bowl is just the place where you're going to again put all, you're going to serve the food. You're allowed to now put in the third bowl and then serve the food. That's all. That's why the third bowl is there.
How does
it change the quality? Because you're not going to have the right ratio in this bowl. Once you're not going to have the right ratio in this bowl, so then when you're going to be mixing it, so then you're not going to get the right, and even if you later put it together, you're not going to be able to mix it again in the big bowl. So the mixing that you're going to do is going to be in the second bowl. That's what the Chazon Ish suggests.
Isn't that Tosus' explanation of the faring?
What's that?
Isn't that Tosus' explanation of the faring? He says the bowl to bowl. The faring and kufnin vav.
Yeah, but that's not in this Gemara, right?
The kufnin vav.
Yeah, no. But that's not what the...
Yeah, that's the problem. He's talking about layman.
It's later on. Yeah, that's on the two lines into the wide.
Yeah, I don't know if it's talking about color.
Okay, so let's wait till we get there. You're arguing it's there? That, okay.
Well, wait, there he says that. You put them in different bowls.
I don't know if it's the same thing. No, it's something else. No, so Tosis there is talking about mixing it, but the way you mix it is instead of mixing it with a spoon, you pour it from bowl to bowl.
I thought of that, but he separates them.
Okay, we'll get there, Rav David. We'll get there. I don't think right now that's what Tosis is saying, but we'll get there. Okay, an application of this is to skip all the way ahead to Shin Chaf Aleph Yud Tes. This is based on a Tshuvas HaRambam. The Mechaber, I'm gonna squeeze one thing out of the Mechaber. We'll get to other examples. In Mechaber as well, but the Mechaber says, well, I'll read the Mechaber, I'll talk about one case that relates to Mechaber. Mechaber says, Shum ubosar umelilos. These are all items we've discussed in the past. Garlic, undeveloped grapes. Melilos are that other type of grain where you take the granula out to eat. Shiriskan me Erev Shabbos, that's already been mashed in Erev Shabbos. And Mechusran dicha asal gmar dichasa. If you still need to mash it more, that's asur. But if they've been already mashed as necessary, mutter ligmar b'shabbos. V'fichach mutter ligmar shchikas harifos be'etz ha'par b'gder b'shabbos. So what's this case? So if you look up the Tshuvas HaRambam, it's quoted by the Beis Yosef. It seems that this Rambam is allowing someone to do lisha on cooked vegetables. That cooked vegetables seem to be mutter. They don't seem to be subject to the iser of lisha. The Mishnah Berurah does say in Os Ayin Zayin that you should be careful not to be toref bekoach. It does say that. But at the end of the day, it could be an item that's already cooked. It's not subject to the iser of lisha. Question is why? Why is that so? So Rav Rimon, and it's in the back of your booklet, he points out that the Chazon Ish and the Be'er Halacha will understand this differently. I'm not going to go through the Chazon Ish that he discusses. We're going to go through that later on. There's another Chazon Ish that tries to explain why this is mutter. Nun Ches Tes, if you want to look it up. But he suggests, he speculates that according to the Be'er Halacha, we know why the Halacha is as mutter. If you have an item that's already cooked, he suggests, then in such a case, then you've already reached this place of Tikkun HaOchel. If you reach this place of Tikkun HaOchel, then in such a case, it's no longer lush. The only time you're going to have a problem of lush is going to be when you don't have a full food item. If you have, however, the item as being full, then according to the Be'er Halacha, he speculates, Rav Rimon speculates, in such a case, it's going to be mutter. I just have one ha'ara on Rav Rimon. At the end of the day, it doesn't fit so smoothly with the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkatan Ayin Zayin that Yesh li zar shelo litrof bekoach. He said to be careful not to be toreif bekoach. And that is, that sounds like, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have a full heter. Although, if you look up the Rambam in the Tshuva, and where the Beis Yosef quotes it, you see he doesn't mention that requirement. So it could be that it's correct, Aliba the Rambam, and there are some here who are being choshesh for the other shitas. Again, the Chazon Ish is going, we'll see down the line, is going to have a different heter, but this is how it works. So to summarize, B'siyata D'Shmaya, what we did today is we have the machlokas between Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yehuda. We have two conceptual frameworks of how to understand Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. One is the Eglei Tal, who goes so far as to suggest that Rebbe holds that simply creating the conjunction is the Isser, while according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, creating the compound is the Isser. The Eglei Tal then, Alpish Lishi Tasso, then goes so far as to say that the Isser of Lisha might very well be only if you do both, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that according to Rebbe, the Isser is Nesinas Maim, while according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Isser is the Gibul itself. Then we discussed that if you have an item that's not a bar gibul, so then in such a case, we have a machlokas rishonim, whether that's an iser d'oraisa or an iser d'rabbana. Which means then, when we're discussing kemach kali, that according to those who hold that there's an iser d'oraisa of mixing a kemach kali, so then in such a case, then you're going to have an issue in one of two directions. Number one, Kemach Kali itself, the Nesinas Mayim might be Aser, or as Tosas on Yud Ches Amud Aleph says, you're going to have to say that Kemach Kali is also something that's subject to Gibul. Either way, you have to ask the question of what is going to be the Matir of Ma'at Ma'at. So according to the Rambam, that's not a question at all, because according to the Rambam, what's the Matir of Ma'at Ma'at? It's only a matir of an Isur Durabbanan, and that's smooth, and that's how to read the Gemara. But according to the other Rishon, either you go the way Tosas concludes over there, as Ramati pointed out in Yuchas Amud Aleph, where Tosas says that you're going to have to say a Kemach Kali is going to be something that is subject to Gibul. So then in such a case, then we have to understand how Ma'at Ma'at works as well. If you hold that it's not a Bar Gibul, then the Sinas Mayim is also going to be a problem. So what's going to be the answer to that question? So there, the Be'er Halacha, what the Be'er Halacha suggests, is that when you have something that's a Tikkun Ochel, that in such a case, that's going to be Mutter. While the Chazon Ish suggests something else. And that is, he re-describes how Ma'at Ma'at works. Once you've re-described how Ma'at Ma'at works, that's going to be the heter. If you go with the Mishnah Berurah's idea of Tikkun Ochel, it could very well be that Rimon expands on it. Yesh la'ayin, that every single time you have an item that is already a cooked item, so then in such a case, that's not going to be subject to the Yisra Gibul. Chazon Ish, Alpishi Tasa, we're going to see later on, is going to have a different Havana, and hence there will be different parameters according to the Chazon Ish. So Mirza Hashem, next time, what we're going to do is we're going to get involved with the other Shinuyim. And the other Shinuyim are going to take us into a very, very important term, just to prepare you as you're learning in the Beis Medrash, And that is the difference between Blila Ava and Blila Raka. That's going to be Roman numeral 4. I refer to the Shinuim as being Roman numeral 4. Maybe the easiest way for us to do is we'll refer to the nature of the Blila. We're going to see that according to some, and according to many, once you have a Blila Raka, if the mixture is Nozel, so then in such a case you don't have an Isur D'Oraisa. It's only going to be an Isur D'Rabbanan. So that we're going to have to discuss what happens if you're making a Blila Raka, what are the Shinuim that are necessary, and what type of Shinuim are necessary when you're dealing with a Blila Abba. And that's going to take us through, so we're going to continue with the Gemara and Kufnum Vav Amid Aleph, as well as continuing Keseder the Halachos, starting from Yudalit B'Siyata Mishnah. Yes.